Thank you. Here's one that was first recorded by Fiddlin' John Carson, but I just learned a little bit different tune from the folks around where I live. The Cat Came Back. It's got a little chorus that goes like this. Oh, the cat came back. I thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. He couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day, try that with me. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. You couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day. Now, old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. Had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. Gave him to a preacher who was going out west. Said to ride or lose him, said to do his best. But the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. You couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day. Well, he gave him to a little boy with a dollar note. Take him out on your river in your little yellow boat. Tied a rope around his neck. It must have weighed a pound. But they had to drag the river cause the little boy was drowned. But the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. He couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day. Said, take him up to the man in the balloon. The balloon had busted, and everybody said, about 9 miles away, they picked the man up dead. But the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. He couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day. Well, the man around the corner swore he'd kill the cat on sight, so he loaded up his guns with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for the cat to come around, but 97 pieces of the man was all they found. But the cat came back. Thought it was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. He couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought it was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day. Well, that old cat finally came to my house. Four of my little buddies and myself got a hold of him. They held him down while I got the gallon of castor oil and the tongue depressor. We were gonna make sure that if we couldn't kill that cat, at least we were gonna make him move on. Well, we took that gallon of castor oil and we force-fed the entire contents to that little cat. Now, the next time I saw that little critter, he was in the company of 15 other cats. There were 5 digging, 5 covering up, and 5 scouting new ground. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. You couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day. Well, I think I'd like to just, this is a great way for me just to get warmed up here, although it is pretty warm at this moment, isn't it? Anyway, but I'd like to do some ham bone for you and show you how to do some. Now, ham bone is the kind of rhythms you do by slapping yourself. And here's probably the simplest one. It goes like this. Want to try that? Just clap your hands, slap one hand down on your leg, and slap the other leg. Bomp, 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 bomp. Oh, yeah. That's good. Oh, you guys are hot. Okay, try this one. That's a slapping on both sides of your hands, clapping on both sides, I mean. Bend your right at your wrist, see? Like that. Do it slow. That's it. Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, you guys are hot. You've been practicing before you got here. Okay, here's another one I learned from a lady I used to garden with. She goes like this. Now, you hit down on your forearm with your back of your hand, and then up on your forearm, and then clap your elbow. Bump, bump, bump. Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. How about this one? Okay, I'm just going to show you the easy way to do that, and that is just hitting up on your leg. Oops. And up on the microphone. Now up on your leg and high up on your chest. Don't hurt yourself. Down on your leg with the back of your hand. Up on your leg. Up on your chest. Just back and forth. Hit everything you can. All right, that's pretty good. Let's see. There's more. Let me just show you one more. My dad taught me that one. He's bald-headed as can be, though. And so he's got a real resonant head, and it just sounds great. I can't quite do it. I'm catching up with him, though. Want to try that? It hurts. If you open your mouth a little bit, it makes a different sound. And if you close your mouth, it makes another sound. Another way you can do that is to tap on your jaw. You got it. Now, I started playing music when I was about 14. I started playing drums, and I played till I got into college, and then I sort of gave that up. And then when I got into traditional music, this was a great outlet for doing drumming. And most people just do one rhythm, but it was fun for me to try to put them together and to make a hambone solo. So that's what I'll try to do right now.
White teeth. green moss growing on him. He had hooves like a cow, and why they saw those hooves like a cow? Why? He knew a cow couldn't climb a tree, so he figured the hairy man couldn't either. He turned around and climbed to the top of the tallest tree, got right up there and held on. The hairy man just walked right into that tree. Hello, Bobby. He said, hello, hairy man. See, the hairy man's carrying this big old sack. Wiley said, what you got in your sack, hairy man?
I got nothing yet, Wiley.
He threw down that sack and picked up the axe and started to chop it. Wiley knew he had to do something, so he called out to his dogs.
He went out back and started chopping wood and doing all kinds of things that you can never like to do.
Then he finally came in the house and said, "Got any ideas, Mom?" She said, "I've got one. You go out back to the corn crib and get one of those little baby pigs behind it and bring it in to me." So Wiley did. Brought her a little baby pig. She took it out of his hand and put it in Wiley's bed. Then she pulled the cover over the pig's head. And then she waited. She said, "Wiley, you go on up to the loft and you wait up there till I take it down." The wind started to blow. And the hairy old Harry came climbing up the side of the house. Then he got on the roof and he stomped around the roof. He was going to come down the chimney. But there was a fire in the fireplace and he burned his bottom. They could hear him swear on top of that. He jumped down to the porch. "Who is it?" says Wiley's mom.
"It's me, Harry Man. Open that door."
"I won't open that door, Harry Man. What do you want anyway?"
"I come for your young'un. You give me that young'un." "Well, then I'll bring the lightning and I'll burn down your house."
"Oh, Harry Man, I've got plenty of sweet milk. I'll put out your old fire."
"Then I'll bring a million bold weevils up out of the ground and eat up everything you've got."
"You wouldn't do that, Harry Man. That's mighty mean."
"Well, I'm a mighty mean man."
"Well, if I do let you have my young'un, you promise you never bother me again?"
"I'll never bother you again."
She just opened the door. Old Harry Man just walked over to the bed expecting to pick up Wiley, and he reached in there.
"It's just a pig!"
"Ah!" He was so mad he went storming around the house. She said, "You didn't say which young'un I had to give you." "Ah!" He said, he went running out the door. By this time, the dogs were on the front porch, and they started chasing Wiley. I mean, they started chasing that Harry Man. Finally, Wiley came down from the stairs. He said, "Mama, is the Harry Man gone?" She said, "We fooled him 3 times, Wiley. He's gone. And he'll never bother us again." And you know what? He never did bother those folks again.
Wiley and the Harry Man. Actually, it was collected in it's in the Library of Congress, collected during the Depression by the Federal Writers Project. Doesn't even say who they learned it from, who the guy wrote it down from. He just, some black lady down in Mississippi. I just restrung my auto harp, and I'd like to just try to play a couple of tunes on here because I haven't. It sounds so pretty when it's got new strings on it. Let me play a little Buck Dancer's Choice. Sing the same old songs all the time. So here I have the words "To Keep on the Sunny Side," and let's sing that together. Who's gonna hold? George Ann, would you hold these up for me? She's right there. Ah, now we can sing it together, and it goes like this. "To Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side alive. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Here we go now. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side alive. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we'll keep on the sunny side alive. Play that thing, boy. May we start with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, may we trust in our Savior away, who keeps us everyone in His care. Here we go now. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side alive. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Oh. Let's hear it. What? Oh yes, all the storm and its fury breaks today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. But in time, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. All together now. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Thank you. Good singing. I'd just like to play just a little bit of one more, just so I can hear this thing. When you and I were young, Maggie. I just recently had an article published in the Mother Earth News on how to play the spoons. This month, as a matter of fact. Does anybody take the Mother Earth News? So expensive. I don't take it. But if you want to learn how to play the spoons, you can read that article. It shows you everything that I'm gonna do right now. But I'll show you the basics so you can just go home and try it. And then if you want to get the fancy stuff, you can get that article and read them. Okay. Get your thumb and your first finger and get a spoon between it. Then get one other finger in between and get the next spoon upside down. These are not magic spoons, by the way. These are just dented in for me playing them a whole bunch. Then you hit down on your leg and up on your hand. And down on your leg and up on your hand. Get a little clicking sound going both ways. That's the basic rhythm right there. Then you can put in a little rolling sound like this. By keeping your fingers outstretched and just dragging the spoons across it. And here's some other things you can do. If you've ever read anything in Mother Earth News, you know what a crazy writing style they have. They have guys that rewrite everything that you send in to them. And they make it, you know, more folksy than you would say, like I'd say, shucks, folks, if you'd like to learn to play the spoons. They sort of write like that, you know. So I just decided not to write something and have them rewrite it. I just sat down with a tape recorder one day when they after they asked me to do that article and just dictated the thing. Shucks, folks, you'd really... And they didn't have to hardly rewrite it at all. I do play with a group called the Luke Smathers String Band. They've been together since 1929. I've been playing with them about 5 years, I guess. They live down in Canton, North Carolina. And if you've ever heard that Mountain Swing record on June Apple, I think it's a nice record anyway. And this is one of the songs I learned from the band called Darkness on the Delta. When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, I'll let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me, folks are singing smooth and low. Lord, it's lucky that she found me, oh, where the muddy Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale, way up above. Laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love. When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, I'll let me linger in the shelter of the night. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale, way up above. Laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love. When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, I'll let me linger in the shelter of the night. Let's sing one together here. You know this one. Well, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey, sand. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, oh baby mine. Now what you gonna do when the lake runs dry, honey? What you gonna do when the lake runs dry, babe? Oh, what you gonna do when the lake runs dry? Sit on the banks, watch your crawdads die, honey, oh baby mine. Now sing. Well, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. Well, you get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, oh baby mine. Now what you gonna do when the crawdads die, honey? Oh, what you gonna do when the crawdads die, babe? What you gonna do when the crawdads die? Sit on the banks, have a crawdad fry, honey, oh baby mine. Oh, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, oh baby mine. One more time. Ah, yes, the squeeze bottle.